Connie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Tomorrow's catch-up day, right?
Oh, gosh.
Or is that Sunday? If you missed a day, you catch up on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Okay.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandela.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll give it another 30 seconds to see if other people come on.
Miriam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, we'll begin. Shabbat shalom to everyone.
Yes,
ma'am.
Shabbat shalom.
Today we're going to take control of the month of Shabbat, the month of Aquarius. Rosh Chodesh Shabbat for the year 5778 is on the evening of January 14th until the day of January 16th. And those dates in January are in the year 2018. And the actions that you do this 11th day of Nisan, 5777, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Shabbat in the year 5778. And the actions we're talking about is this date, which started last night, the evening of April 6th, and will run till sundown, April 7th. Our first step is to connect to the permutation for Hashem's name. The permutation for Hashem is Hey Yud Vav Hey. The permutation for Echieh is Hey Aleph Yud Hey. And please join me in saying those letters with their root vowels. Hey yo ah,
hey yo ah,
hey yo ah,
hey yo ah, hey hey ah,
hey yo.
Hey yo ah, hey hey ah, yo hey. 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 Hey yo ah, hey. Hey, yo, hey. Our next step is to say the Ana B'Koach. We will stop at the first verse and connect to the letters of the month of Shvat. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir. The letters of the month of Shabbat. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. And the Tzadi that created the astrological sign of Dali, which is the water carrier. Some people think it's just the water bucket. This is the astrological sign of Aquarius. The Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92. And 92 is actually 91 plus the kolel. 92 is the unity of the spiritual worlds with the physical world. It's the unity of the two names of God, Hashem and Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And that unity can be exhibited and reinforced by looking at the following sequence of letters. Yud, Aleph, Hey, Dalet, Vav, Nun, Hey, Yud. Kabel rinat amcha sagdenu tacharenu nora. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor dorshe Yehudcha kivavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet resh tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh birov tuvcha na'el adatecha. Het kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid geye Lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed, hey zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin kuf lav, tzadi yud taf. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Our next step is to make connection to different relationships as taught by the Sefer Yetzirah. The tribe for the month of Shabbat is Asher. The sense is a sense of eating, but it's really the sense of taste. But anything having to do with eating in the digestive system is an indication of a connection to the central column. Because when you eat, you are separating the nutrients, the physical nutrients, and the spiritual nutrients that feed your body and your soul from the waste products that really have no purpose within our bodies. They have a purpose outside of our body. They're part of the vessel. Sometimes they're part of the klipot. But we need to separate between the good and the negative within our body. And that's what the digestive system, starting with chewing, starting with putting something in our mouth, has to do. And that's what the meaning of taste, because our taste buds can really tell when something is harmful to us. Well, that's why we would spit it out. It's the first step in that digestive process. The controller is the stomach, but it's also the esophagus. And the esophagus is a very interesting letter. When we get to discussing the shofar, the Hebrew word for esophagus and the word for shofar have the same letters in a different order. And essentially, when the esophagus lengthens, it becomes the potential negativity of the name of Satan. And this is why we use the shofar, because it's all related to the idea that the sound of the shofar is eliminating through various metaphors that we use in our classes. It's eliminating that negative influence upon us. And this is the meaning of the straight nun sofit, as opposed to the regular shape of the nun, which appears to be a man with his head bowed, representing humbleness. We'll now take a look at the donation that was the offering that was brought by the Nazi of the tribe of Asher, Pagiel ben Achran. And it will take me a minute or two to get that set up. And we say two blessings before we start from the Torah reading. Those first blessing has to do with the words of Torah that we are studying, and studying is essentially reading, but there's always deeper level of studies. And the second blessing has to do with taking the meaning of those words, the deeper levels and the surface level, within our soul, so that we can eventually become a tree of life, a living Torah. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. And we should all say Amen. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok ba'torah. And we should all say Amen.
Emet. what some were.
We're now going to review and learn more about the names that are involved here. The name Asher, the name Pagiel, and the name Achran. The name Asher has the meaning of happy, happiness. And in the Bible, Jacob's eighth son was promised a life blessed with abundance. His eighth son is Asher. And the number eight, we know, connects to the Sephirah of Bina, the energy store, where all blessings flow from. The blessing, as we said, his life will be progressively get better. He will be happy and blessed and be of an optimistic nature. The word, the same letters as Asher, is Rosh, head or a chieftain. A phrase, Atid Tov, a good future. The Shoresh, the word Aleph Shin Resh, Asher, is one set of vowels. But it also has the meaning, it's a connecting word, which, W-H-I-C-H, that, T-H-A-T, it means to walk, to confirm, to certify, to approve, to make happy, to lead, all having to do with different vowels for those three letters, and sometimes some additional letters as the word goes to the fourth letter. The energy verses. There are 68 energy verses, and as we know, 68 is the gematria of the word Chaim, which means lives, life in plural. Adoni Shimani Eretz Arva Me'et Shekel Kesef Bini Uvinacha Mahu Ve'et Matcha Kever. My Lord, hearken unto me, a piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury, therefore, thy dead. Now for the name Pagiel. The meaning of Pagiel can also be pronounced Pagiel. It translates as, I meet God. It's a powerful name. Of course, we hope we are cleansed sufficiently that when that happens. The word Yafkod, or Yafked, he commands. The phrase, El Noach ve'el banav, the God of Noach and his children. And the Shoresh, Pe Gimel Ayin, to plead, to entreat, to encounter, to meet, to injure, to hurt, to insult, to strike, to name of a demon, of a plague, or a mishap. The energy verse for Pagiel, And I did say the energy verse, not in the plural, because there's only one. In all of the Tanakh. Pen Yitrecha. My mistake. Pen Yitroch Kariyah Nafshi Parek Perek V'ein Matzil. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. And the name Achran. The meaning is a troublemaker, disturbing. The word is Yafted, to command, to order, as well as to count. The phrase Chagavia Biado Hu Kihia, the cup in his hand will be mine. The Shorish, Ayin Kaf Resh, to befoul, to disturb, to make trouble, to roil. Energy verses. There are 26 energy verses, and we know that's the gematria of the name of Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey. Arot achoticha bet avicha o bet amcha moledat bayit o moledat chutz lo tagali aroten. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of my mother, whether born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. And our next step is to become familiar with the consciousness. Well, let me give you the energy verse for the full name of Pagiel ben Achran. There are four of these verses. One of them is Patach, Picha, Shifte, Tzedek, V'dayon, Ani, V'aviyon. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Now we're going to familiarize ourselves with the consciousness of Pagiel ben Achran as he brought his offering. His overall consciousness for all of the items was to hint to Hashem's choice of Israel as his special treasure, is the English in this case, but it's frequently translated in the Torah incorrectly, in my opinion, as I keep trying to get to the Hebrew and it's not coming, so... Oh, it's Am Segula.
Is it Segula?
Yes, it's Am Segula.
That's the one that you think is not correct?
That's correct.
Good to know. That's why I'm interested. Excuse
me. Yeah. The Am Segula is usually translated as his chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's And we know in from the Kabbalah that the word segula really has no direct translation, but it is represented by the vowel segol, or the color purple, because both of them use the same root. But the vowel segol is made of three dots, which represents the three-column system, the right, the left, and the central. And that's really what a better translation for Am Segula is, the people of the three-column system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That was good new nugget. Thank you.
So will you try each day? I just hope you got some new ones each time. He brought a silver bowl of 130 shekels, the bowl representing Israel as the vessel to receive the light of Hashem. And the 130 represents the nations who preceded Abraham. They are the 70 descendants of Noah and the 60 queens as revealed by King Solomon. These are the children of Keturah, Ishmael, and his sons, Esav, and his sons, and grandsons, which total 60, as explained by the Midrash. He brought a basin of 70 shekels weight, and basin in Hebrew is Mizrach, which hints to Israel. The 70 alludes to the 70 souls who went into Egypt with Jacob. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels weight. And the kaf, the ladle, is the five books of Moses accepted by Israel as the Torah, along with a hand of five fingers that received the Torah. The meaning of the 10 shekels for the ladle, actually the hand could be the hand of God who reached out with the Torah, or the hand of Moses who brought that, the Lukot, down. The meaning of the 10 shekels for the ladle. 10 alludes to the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances in the Torah itself. He brought a bull as an ola, a burnt offering. And the ola alludes to the crown of Torah as one of the three crowns given by Hashem to the nation of Israel, the children of Israel. He brought a ram. This burnt offering alludes to the crown of the priesthood. He brought a sheep, which alludes to the crown of kingship. And he brought a goat as a sin offering, which alludes to the crown of a good name. He brought 17 animals, two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, five sheep in the first year. The two cattle are a hint to the oral Torah and the written Torah, and the three types of animals refer to the Kohen, the Levites, and the Israelites. And the 15 animals relate to the five books plus the Esther Dibrot, the five books of Moses, and the Esther Dibrot. And now we will read the Yehi Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. K-O-I. Our God and God of our fathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Pagiel ben Yachran, the Nasi associated with the tribe of Asher. His offering, which he brought to the dedication of your holy altar, and may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from the Holy Scripture as it is stated. May we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and discern your Torah and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children and our children's children.
Amen, amen.
Not yet. Hashem's will be king over the entire world on that day. Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they be find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, our rock and our redeemer. Accept our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, amen.
Amen.
Are there any questions? I remind you that even though it's Shabbat tomorrow at 8 a.m., we will have our 12th tribe for the month of Adar. And then at 6 tomorrow evening, we will do Havdalah as a group. And at 7, we will have a Zohar class for the holiday of Pesach. Sunday morning at 8 a.m., we will do the full reading of all 12 tribes to help us make up for any that we might have missed. And this is due to the Sunday being the 13th day. And at 10:30, we will continue our preparation for the holiday. Shabbat shalom to all. And if I don't
Shabbat
speak
shalom.
To you, and if I don't speak to you before then, if you're not joining us on any of these classes, God forbid, but hopefully if you have other things that are more important, and I can understand that, not really, because Torah to me is the most important, but that's just me. It doesn't mean that that's your path. So if we don't speak, I wish you a happy, wonderful Pesach, filled with joy and peace in all of your lives. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, and thank you very much.
Shabbat shalom, Hannah.
Oh, you too.
Mm-hmm.